Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in New Orleans at the NWFA show, and I'm with Brett Miller, the Vice President of Technical Standards, Training, and Certification. Brett, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. How many years you been with the NWFA now?
11 years in May.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, I read a lot of articles that are directed to the consumer about picking the right floor, and I read one you did just recently that was very well done. I can't exactly remember the consumer magazine, but you hit all the right points and it was all very factual. Tell us real quickly, when someone's considering a wood floor, whether it be hardwood or engineered, what is some of your guidance points?
Well, we get requests by a lot of these consumer publications, just outreach to the consumer, asking us things about why wood, maintenance, general things like that. One of the more common things that we want to make sure the consumer understands is the importance of, when they're looking for a floor covering, to actually know what they're looking for, to know what they're asking for. Everybody wants wood. Everybody wants the look of wood, which is why everything looks like wood anymore. But if people are being sold on characteristics of the flooring based on how waterproof it is or how scratch resistant it is, wood's probably not what they want. Wood is a natural, beautiful product. Matter of fact, we just had a presentation. They were talking about one of the beauties of wood is the gaps that come with wood. It's a part of wood. So when we're talking to the consumer, we want them to understand the importance of knowing what you're getting. When you're going for a real wood floor, you get what you pay for. You're paying for a high-end luxury type product. It's one of those things that I think people want. They know that they want something that adds value to the home and it'll last centuries. They're not going to get that with a lot of these other products that are touted as being bulletproof.
But you know, I've cringed when I've heard the story about waterproof, because I've lived mostly on hardwood floors my whole life. And I've walked from the bathroom to, you know, where I get dressed, still dripping. And I've walked from a hot tub to the living area, still dripping. And if a floor is installed correctly, a wood floor, it's waterproof. You know, you can't have puddles on it, but it's super resistant, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not just the wood itself. Wood is resilient. But it's also the finishes that we use on the wood. It does minimize how fast moisture will soak into the flooring itself. And you're right. I mean, you don't want standing puddles on the floor, but even a minor leak, most of the time, the flooring will go back to normal, even if it does cup a little bit. Now, I think the waterproof thing has been oversold, and the scare tactic has been put into the consumer that spraying a garden hose on your floors, then you want something that'll stand up to it. And the truth is, if you have that much water on any floor, you've got bigger problems than the floor itself.
What's your guidance when you are trying to recommend solid versus engineer?
You know, that's a good question. The backbone of our industry is solid wood floors. We just had a presentation by someone who produces inch and an eighth thick wood floors, 40-something foot lengths and 2-foot widths, solid wood, but they also produce engineered floors. And the truth is, about 75% of our industry is engineered floors. And the engineered floors that we're seeing today, I mean, there's a litany of products from the entry level, rotary peeled veneers, real thin 3/8-inch products, all the way up to very high-end 3/4-inch engineered products that will perform better than their solid counterpart in terms of how stable they are. They're sandable, they're refinishable, which really makes the engineered side a serious contender to anybody who argues that solid is the only way to go. Now, I've been a solid guy for my entire 34-year career, but engineered floors have come so far from the days of the entry-level engineered floors that engineered flooring doesn't have that bad name that it had when it first came in. Somebody was just asking me, you know, when the solid industry first heard of engineered floors and they all started coming in, really hitting the market strong 20-plus years ago, it was the bad thing. I mean, how dare we get into this world of engineered flooring? And today it's become the mainstream product. So engineered, there are so many different product categories within engineered that it's hard to classify it all as one. There's great products and there's entry-level products. And I think the consumer, again, should be aware with what they're buying, when they're buying it, and why they're buying it for.
One of the guidelines to engineered, though, is it's more dimensionally stable because of the cross-ply of the substrate. And so over concrete, isn't it recommended over a solid?
Yes, it is true that an engineered floor is more dimensionally stable. Now, specifically below grade, so in a basement or a walkout basement, something like that, we always suggest an engineered floor over solid. In terms of installation over a concrete slab, engineered will be easier. It's usually because of its dimensional stability. It's going to be straighter right out of the box. It'll be easier to put in. But a high quality milled solid product that's straight line ripped that you can lay down, you can glue it straight to a concrete slab also, as long as it's on or above grade.
You mentioned a minute ago about buying a real wood floor and increasing the value of your home. What are some of the statistics around that?
Yeah, the Realtors Association, National Association of Realtors, have done several studies where they'll show a home in the same neighborhood of the same construction next to a home with wood will sell 4-10% less than that home with wood floors.
So part of your role is certification and standards. Is there any new news there?
We just had our board meeting yesterday for the certified professionals. We're always looking to grow that program. We're recognized within the floor coverings industry as the standard for wood flooring. It comes to the credential of installation, sand and finish, inspection, and sales. We are looking at either developing or refining some programs to try to accommodate a bigger segment of our industry. What that means, we don't quite know yet. But all of our education is based on our standards, and our standards and that education all lead towards certification. So the ultimate objective is to qualify people that they understand the proper way to put in wood floors.
We were talking about engineered a minute ago. Is there a minimum standard for the thickness of the veneer for it to perform well?
Performance, not necessarily. I think there's some rotary peeled veneers that are paper thin that perform great. What there is a standard for, just about 2 years ago, I guess, we came out with a certification standard for the refinishable wear layer. That dictates that the wear layer of an engineered floor needs to be sandable, so 3/32 of an inch or 2.5 millimeters thick. That will define that it can be refinished. Now, going back to the consumer focus, we did that so consumers, when they buy a product, they know that that floor can be refinished. You hear so many stories of consumers that buy a rotary peeled floor, or maybe it's not even a real wood floor, just looks like wood, and then they hire a contractor to come in and refinish the floors, and lo and behold, they can't refinish those floors. That creates a disposable floor, which contradicts anything that our industry stands for.
With flooring, you can either finish it at the site or you can finish it in the factory, and it's still probably better to get a factory finished floor because of the aluminum oxide and the durability of the finish?
The factory finishes are excellent. The aluminum oxides are very hard. A lot of our manufacturers are using urethanes. A lot have even moved towards natural oils just to meet those looks. But the truth is, even a lot of site-applied finishes today, these two-component waterborne finishes, are very hard finishes, very durable. I think somebody could probably argue that one's harder than the other, a factory finish is harder than site applied, but I think by the time you're living on those floors and actually see the performance of those floors, the durability becomes negligible. I mean, it's all about the wood and how that wood performs and how it's protected.
The article that we first mentioned when we started this interview, you talked about the maintenance of a wood flooring, and the proper way to maintain a wood floor is one of those damp swifters, right?
Yeah, well, you've got to make sure you're using the products that the finish manufacturers recommend to clean their floors with. Swiffer has, I mean, they've got great wood floor cleaning products that are excellent. Bona, I mean, you name the manufacturers, they're out there. The challenge we see in our industry is if you go to any grocery store or big box store or wherever the majority of consumers go to buy their cleaning products, there's a whole wood floor care section. And in that section, 80% or probably even closer to 90% of what's on the shelf is not designed for wood floors. They're marketed that way, but they say they'll shine up or restore or rejuvenate or add glow or polish or whatever the term is that they throw in there. It's bad. It's adding something to the floor that's not professional and it doesn't last.
All right, Brett, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Brett Miller, the Vice President of Technical Standards, Training, and Certification with the NWFA. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.